Thank you for listening to the audio version of the Breakthrough Newsletter. I'm J. Paul Fredenmaker, the author. And if you are in major gift fundraising or thinking about getting started, I'm excited for you and pulling for you. I also know it can feel overwhelming. Questions immediately arise like, where do you get started? Who do you call? How do you ask for a large gift? Well, my hope and intent is that these readings and reflections are a good starting point in your exit strategy from confusion in major gift fundraising. Stay tuned at the end for more ways to get support and help in your amazing work. This reading posted to the Breakthrough blog back on May 27th, 2023, and is titled, No Ask, No Update, No Thank You for Their Giving. An idea struck while driving to the restaurant to meet with some active major donors. I was serving at a seminary at the time in the mid-2000s, and I was looking forward to giving them an update on our ministry. Instead, I decided to scrap my plan and spend our time talking about their story. I reflected as I drove. My relationship with Don and Lacey had grown since our first meeting over 2 years earlier. As a result, there were some things I knew about them and their three young boys, ages 6 to 10. One, I knew they were approaching their 15-year wedding anniversary. Lacey is third generation of an ultra-high net worth family. Don is a first-generation entrepreneur, successful in his own right, from a middle-class family. Together, they had shared a passion and a vision for a spiritual retreat center. There had been heartaches in Lacey's family relationships. Both feel pressure to be present and remain loyal to the causes Lacey's family supports, their stadiums, art galleries, and museums. Some spaces were named in honor of the family. And finally, I knew that they are ambivalent about the transfer of wealth from Lacey's family. No one has told them what to expect. As we sat down to chips and salsa at their favorite Mexican food restaurant, I said something like this. Don and Lacey, I would love to just spend some time sharing together some of the stories happening in your lives. It has been a privilege to come alongside parts of your journey over the past few years. We then recounted much of what occurred over the past 18 to 24 months. It felt like we were going through a scrapbook together. We smiled, laughed out loud, cried a bit, and pondered some heartache that was unresolvable. What a sacred time. All three of us, in our own way, were moved by the experience. That was enough. No ask. No update on the ministry, no thank you for their giving. It was all about them and their story. I walked away from that meeting wondering, what just happened? Upon reflection, here's what I believe transpired. First of all, awareness. I chose to enter our time together with awareness. What had I seen happening in their lives, their family, their community? Secondly, curiosity. Whenever appropriate, I would be curious about things happening in their lives, wondering and learning about what it might be like to live life in their shoes. And thirdly, kindness. Together, we named good and hard things happening in their lives and prayed together. Words of blessing were exchanged. Sometimes a gentle challenge or question would lead to fresh ideas. Here's the deal. When you really care about people, you can unlock some serious superpowers in the context of inviting them to heal the world with their generosity. You may be one of the few people who takes time to notice what is happening in and around their lives. Be aware, curious, and kind. They just might be ready for you to observe with them what you're seeing. So this is one of the three sacred practices I encourage you to consider in major gift fundraising. Number one, prayer and meditation. Number two, the invitation to give. And number three, the topic of this reflection, the stories of your donors. Thanks again for listening to this audio version of the Breakthrough Newsletter. Follow me on LinkedIn for daily pro tips on major gift fundraising, and sign up for my newsletter to have content like you heard today, both audio and written, delivered directly to your email each week. You can also engage with my teaching and coaching online at your own pace. That's the online Catalyst course for $500. If you feel you need additional live coaching, I'm glad to work with you, and all my prices are listed clearly on my website. I look forward to hearing about your good work. Finally, I'll send you off with a word from the late author, Henry Nouwen. He says this, "What is important is how well we love. God will make our love fruitful, whether we see that fruitfulness or not." All right. Thanks, everyone, and see you next time.